If you love film scores, have we got a film for you, because it's about film scores. Score, a film music documentary, looks at the work of 60 or so composers, past and present. Here's a sampling. Williams, of course, Star Wars. Before that, Bernard Herrmann's Vertigo, Bill Conti's Rocky, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's The Social Network. Matt Schrader talked to dozens of composers, as well as orchestrators and filmmakers like Titanic director James Cameron, about how music helps to make films sing. He joins us from the NPR West Studios in Culver City, California. And Matt, you are preaching to the choir here, but are you surprised at how many are in the choir? How many people love film scores?
It's surprising because I don't think many people express that starting out. I think a lot of people listen to it at the gym or when they're in their car. Everyone's kind of a secret fan of film scores. But I think that we've been kind of surprised that everyone who sees the film seems to say, you know what? I also listen to scores all the time, and I love them. And we say, great.
No, I have compilation CDs. I just love them. And you have the history of scores from the beginning, when the score was someone playing the organ for a silent film, to Max Steiner. He wrote the music that made the original King Kong so frightening. Alex North, his music was for A Streetcar Named Desire. As you remind us, this brought jazz to film scores in the movies. Let's listen to a little from Streetcar Named Desire. Does not get old.
It's a classic, you know, and these are the things that changed the way scores were thought of. Like you mentioned, it used to be an organ or a piano that would be in a theater. You'd have someone actually there playing alongside a silent film. Then an orchestra started to be recorded, and people said, oh, okay, that's what film is now. It comes with an orchestra. And then jazz comes along. It's this completely different feel, but really revolutionizes a lot of the way that film music would evolve for the future.
And now it's back to orchestras, but we'll talk about that in a second. But you had composers talk about composers. What are some of the names, Matt Schrader, that kept coming up?
There's Jerry Goldsmith, who's kind of the composer's composer. If you polled the composers working today, I think they would say, yeah, Jerry Goldsmith is the guy who changed the way they thought about music.
We have to listen to some Jerry Goldsmith. What should we do?
One that's really well known is Star Trek.
For me, Matt Schrader, it's Ennio Morricone. The range from his theme for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And then for some, it's a religious experience, Cinema Paradiso.
Some of the really innovative composers, you have these moments of genius, these moments of brilliance, and they find these ideas that work well in a theater. Morricone, John Williams, Hans Zimmer, they've all done this many, many times. But when they can capture that little piece of magic, it makes it unforgettable.
Yeah. Howard Shore, Lord of the Rings composer, he wrote the music for those three films and also the three Hobbit films. He talks about the importance of musical motifs, the recurring motifs that tell you when a character's there. This one is the theme we always hear when the movie talks about the ring of power that's at the center of the conflict.
Even if you don't see the ring in Lord of the Rings, if you hear that music underneath something else, you know something's coming. You know there's some conflict, there's some issues. You start to make connections as a viewer that you wouldn't make if it was just the picture itself. And I think that adds such an incredible and powerful depth to the experience as a viewer.
Yeah. Rachel Portman wrote scores for Chocolat, The Cider House Rules, and Race. That was the 2016 film about Jesse Owens. Let's listen just a little of that. Matt Schrader, she is one of the few female composers in your film, which, again, by the way, is called Score, a film music documentary.
There's a couple, yeah. I mean, there's a huge imbalance when it comes to various forms of diversity, and most of Hollywood comes from the kind of male, white demographic. The exciting thing that I think is happening now is you're starting to see this experimentation and bringing in new musical ideas, especially from different backgrounds, and you start to have a very different view of the way that a story is told. That's important. That's something that we haven't really explored as much as we should have in our entertainment, in our film and television especially.
Well, one of my all-time favorites, Antonio Sanchez. He did the soundtrack for Birdman. Except for some classical recordings, it is all him.
All percussion. It's drums. There's no orchestra really that's used. It's all based on this rhythm and different combinations of rhythm and different types of drums. It's a little odd when you first start watching it, and then you start to get a sense of what it's doing.
Yeah. Matt Schrader, I really want to ask you about a composer that you seem to be really taken with, and it's a fun kind of jeopardy for film fans. So who knows the connection between this song?
Video.
And this soundtrack. Okay, time's up. The score is for the 2000 film Gladiator. The song is The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star, and involved with both is German composer Hans Zimmer, who was in the band The Buggles and wrote the score for Gladiator. What does Hans Zimmer bring?
Hans comes from this record production background, and his music takes the form of something a little bit different. He starts to play with strings in an orchestra like you would a guitar. You know, there's a lot of kind of fast strumming almost of a violin and the strings, so it takes on a different form. When you listen to a Hans Zimmer score, even though it's recorded with an orchestra, it sounds like it's almost flipping the European style from 60, 70 years ago on its head.
Hans Zimmer composed scores for The Dark Knight, Inception. He makes the point, and I said we'd come back around to orchestras. He said, Without us, the orchestra might disappear.
He made the point that nowadays, people aren't really going to the orchestra as much as in the past. You know, in Los Angeles, where I live, we're privileged to have a fantastic orchestra that is doing fairly well. But a lot of cities are down to one orchestra, one philharmonic, one group of people that play sometimes part-time. For film, the orchestra is a huge tool set of all of these different sounds that have evolved over the years. It's become this palette that a composer can tap into to paint with emotions. You really only see the new writing, the new musical innovation when it comes to an orchestra coming through film these days. There are exceptions, but for the most part, it's all happening because of film.
And that's filmmaker Matt Schrader. For more on where you can see his documentary score, a film music documentary, go to hearnow.org. Matt Schrader, any excuse we can use to play film scores, we appreciate, and this was a good one. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Another classic, Thomas Newman's Shawshank Redemption, but we've just scratched the surface, so your nominees, great film scores, at hearnow.org.